Track 10, the sawmill.
And what we had just up here now was a sawmill. If we wanted something made underground, like a door for ventilation purposes, or say they had wood delivered to the colliery now and it was this length, and for some special job underground they wanted it half as long. They'd rather have men underground sawing them. They'd saw them all in the sawmill and put them on a trolley, you know, and take them underground.
Let's walk through the sawmill now and into what was the stockyard. As you listen to Mike, you can almost sense him seeing each of the items lined up and ready to go.
The stockyard was about 150 yards because you had timber, steel, and then various other components. You know, you had spare cages for the shaft. You know, the cages that the men rode up and down in, you had spare ones of those, yeah. You didn't have to go to the manufacturers, you know. You always had a spare of everything here. Conveyor belt in. Everything was lined up here from, well, right up to where that boy is by there. And you used to have rolls of armoured cable for electric, you know, because you had to extend your electricity, and stacks of pipes because the further in you went, you had to extend your pipe columns, you know, for water and compressed air. You know, everything was stacked up here.
And so, as we leave the stockyard and this era behind us, Pete and Mike look to the future.
We're going to just continue to manage the site, to encourage people to come here. We're going to manage the site to encourage the wildlife to stay here and for more wildlife to get here. And just make sure that the people of Derry and Caerphilly in South Wales have an attractive place to come and stay and appreciate what was here and what is here.
The transformation from colliery to country park is unbelievable. The work that the people concerned have put into it and are still putting into it, it's an excellent facility.
So there's something for everyone up here, really. As Mike said, we're continually trying to improve it and providing more facilities for more user groups to be able to utilise it.
We do hope you have enjoyed this Audio Trails production and wish you a safe journey home. Goodbye.
Follow the white line along the tarmac path straight ahead, which is along the right-hand side of the lake, and after several minutes, cross over the wooden bridge on your left. Turn right at the end of the path and head back up to the visitor centre.
This audio trail has been funded by the Get Going Around Caerphilly project with Let's Walk Cymru grant aid. Not only have you learnt about the history of Parc Cwm Darren, but you have also benefited your health by having a walk.